The special meeting is scheduled for Thursday, August 17th at 6 p.m. in the Midway City Council chambers. Although the council was scheduled to meet August 23rd, Mayor Colleen Bonner says she'll be gone as well as some of the council members then. So if the council wants to put this on November's ballot, she says they'll have to make a decision before the August 25th deadline. Mayor Bonner says she'll be presenting two options for the council to consider, a $6 million bond or a $10 million bond.
Right now, we're just trying to decide what that specific amount is. I haven't nailed that down yet as to what that's going to be. I may have two options to present to the council and let them decide which one they want to put on, if at all, you know, if they want to put it on at all. There's just been, you know, a lot of discussion and a lot of support, but I also hear a lot of concern about doing it now.
However, she's a bit concerned that this is moving too fast.
That's part of my concern is we're pushing it really fast. We have never in 16 years done an obligation bond. We have but one bond that's a revenue bond for the cemetery, for additional land in the cemetery. And in my time as serving on council and as mayor, we've never issued a general obligation bond. And I don't feel like we've got enough time. I think we're rushing it. I know Wasatch County wants to do a bond that we're trying to work out an interlocal agreement with them that a portion of that would be directly spent on this side of the river. And we haven't solidified any of that yet. And so it makes me a little nervous that we're pushing this through.
At the end of the day, Bonner says it's up to the voters to decide, but she's concerned that if Midway voters approve a bond this year, they could also be facing an additional tax burden if a bond was approved by county voters next year.
There is some support, but, you know, at the end of the day, the general public has the right to determine how they spend their own money. And so you kind of have to take it to the public and let them know. I would prefer to wait 1 year and work with the county and try to work out those details in an interlocal agreement that we might even stand to get more money based on a percentage, and it would be spread out over the entire county. So the actual cost would be less than just going after one. My concern is that we do one, then the county turns around and either theirs fails or now Midway citizens will be paying a tax on a bond for Midway as well as a tax on a bond for Wasatch County.
At its last meeting in July, the Midway City Council heard a presentation on the proposed Wasatch Open Lands Interlocal Agreement from Wasatch County Council Member Steve Farrell. Wasatch County is also considering putting an open space bond proposal before its voters, most likely in 2018. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis told KPCW that the council approved the formation of a board to explore the possibility of a bond and what type of open space the money would purchase. The Wasatch Open Lands Board is proposed to have 7 members, with 1 selected by Midway City. There would be 2 at-large members chosen by the Wasatch County Council. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.